The Sumerian calendar contained 30 days in the month and 12 months in the year. Silver loans were made by weight and barley loans by volume.
One mina of barley was worth 60 shekels. Interest on silver was paid at the rate of 1 shekel per mina, 1/60th per month or 20% a year.
There was a fixed exchange rate between barley and silver. Time, distance and weight, and also money and interest, were measured in fractions of 60, a number that lent itself to simple calculation, being the lowest number divisible by the first 6 integers. Working out how much interest was due could still be a complex business. Pupils were taught how to calculate the rate of interest on a loan in which both principal and interest were combined. One test required the student in old Babylonian times to answer the following question. Give 1 gur at interest. In how many years are capital and interest equal? Assuming 20% interest, paid annually and capitalized, Lehmans calculates that the loan principal doubles with interest over 3 years and 283 1/3 days. Awkward calculation, we are told, is one of the characteristics of Babylonian mathematics. The lender could contract to receive an interest payment in the form of labor services performed either by the borrower, another family member, or a slave, a practice known as antikratic interest. When interest was paid by taking possession of the collateral, such as land, it was equivalent to rent, or a modern capital lease. In fact, the Babylonians used the same word, mas, for interest and for rent. This ancient connection between interest and rent is still reflected in the modern German for interest, Zins, which derives from census, or rent. The French expression for a public loan, rente, originated with the French monarch borrowing against the rents of the Hôtel de Ville in Paris. From this derives the rentier, a person who lives off interest. Some Babylonian debts were transferable and heritable. In Assyria, in the 14th century BC, deed tablets were bought and sold in the market, writes historian Maurice Silver. Loans were made for varying lengths of time. Often repayment was due after harvest. Some were call loans, payable on demand. An example from the city of Sippar in the early 2nd millennium states that the loan was to be repaid as soon as he, the creditor, will ask for this. There is an example, also from the early 2nd millennium, of a merchant calling in a promissory note from another merchant in order to repay a debt. By the 2nd millennium, we observe what appears to be a credit network. The name of Balmunami, a merchant of Larsa, is recorded in several documents, along with fellow merchants Pukum, Nurkubi, Warad Sibi, and Gilium. The last mentioned being a witness to a house purchase made by Balmunami in the 11th year of the reign of Warad Sin, 1770 to 1758 BC. Many of these merchant bankers lived in the same city district of Larsa. Balmunami was a significant figure who lent out money and barley at interest and dealt in slaves, whom he both rented out and received as collateral on loans. He also hired out ships. This great merchant traded property and, at length, acquired a large landed estate, whose village was named after him. In these activities, Balmunami was a typical old Babylonian tankarum, or merchant, although he operated on a larger scale than most. There were many female creditors and borrowers. A woman of Ur is recorded as lending barley and silver to 3 partners for them to hire boats and crew for a sea voyage.